Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you returned, or if this is your first time, welcome to Journey to Alignment. Okay, I want to give you a bit of a story on parts of my journey to alignment, but I want to take you back 3 years. And I want to take you to my special spot. So I'm going to lay out the lay of the land for you so that you know where I'm at in a physical space. So there's this place that I go to often. God calls me to this place. It's like my lookout point. It is a blank piece of land in Paradise Valley, Arizona. If you're not from Arizona, Paradise Valley is tucked up against the mountains. It's really beautiful. And it's definitely like a dream place to live. I mean, it's called Paradise Valley, for goodness sake. Like, it is paradise. So I find myself in this place often when I need to get messages straight from God. And the first time that I was there, I ended up getting lost. And that's how I found myself there. Oh my gosh. And what a beautiful like analogy as that comes out of my mouth too. Like, I got lost and I found myself there. Ooh, that's good. Okay. I digress. The first time that I ended up in this place though, I was driving, and I don't know if you're like me, but if I'm stuck in traffic, I like to just keep it moving as much as I can. So if I'm at a red light, I'll turn right and in the general direction of where I'm going so that I can just like keep it rolling. And so I was on this street, a red light comes, I turn right, and I'm just going because I'm hitting all the green lights and so I'm driving along. And then all of a sudden I'm on a major street, and then all of a sudden I'm in a residential neighborhood. And I'm like, what the heck? How did I end up here? So you know when you're mindlessly driving and you get to your destination, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how I got here. I just did. It was one of those moments. So I'm in this residential neighborhood, literally up in like the hills of Paradise Valley. And I look to my right and I can literally see the entire city. So it's at elevation. It's beautiful. It's breathtaking. And I'm literally between these two mansions and there's a blank piece of land. And which is why I was able to see the city, because between all of these incredibly beautiful homes, there was a blank piece of land. And so I'm there and I was like, okay, God, you clearly brought me here and you have something really important to tell me. So I turned off my music and I was like, why did you bring me? How did you bring me here? And what do you want me to hear? Because you want me to listen to you. You took me off my route. You took me off of the path of my destination, and you need to speak to me. And that was the first time I was at this place, and God spoke so clearly to me to elevate. This was 3 years ago. And along with that message was elevate the way that you speak, elevate the people that you surround yourself with, elevate the rooms that you go into, elevate everything about your life. And that honestly is when a huge shift in my life came, because I was working, I would say like a typical 9-to-5 job. I was also hustling and I was doing like 5 different side hustles at the same time, trying to make money. And God was just like, you need to elevate everything. And that's when a lot of things in my life started shifting and changing. And I was really in like a scarcity mindset back then, not knowing that I was, but I really was. And from that point on, abundance had started flowing into my life so effortlessly. And it was a really beautiful place. So I'm telling you all of this because I often get called back to this spot in Paradise Valley when God wants to speak to me or channel a message through me or give me some insights. And recently, probably 4 months ago, I was called to that spot. And literally when God's like, go to your spot, I will cancel my entire day. I will cancel appointments. I will shift things around because I know that it's super important. So I was called to the spot and I was given a clear vision of where I'd be living. And at this point, I didn't know I was going to be moving, but I was given a clear image of where I'd be moving to. And I was given many messages during that time and gave me some clarity, which is amazing. And it said, elevate again. I'm like, wow, okay, elevate again. I feel like I'm doing that. I feel like I'm growing. I feel like I'm elevating. I feel like I'm doing those things. And what I didn't know was ahead of me was many opportunities to elevate and to grow. And I was called back there this morning, which is why it's so important for me to deliver this message now, because I know it's not a message just for me. And I know that this is going to land for somebody. And I'm really excited to share it with you. So this morning, I was called to the spot, but it was a little bit more difficult for me to get there. And up until probably 2 months ago, I didn't actually know how to get to this spot. I just kind of knew the general area, but I didn't know what streets to turn on. I didn't know the name of the street. I just knew sort of kind of how to get there, and I would always end up there, which is really funny in Phoenix because Phoenix is set up like a grid. It's very difficult to get lost in Phoenix. Super easy, right? But still, I didn't actually know how to get to this spot until very recently. And so I started paying attention to the streets I was turning on. So I'm trying to go there this morning and I turn on the wrong street. And I'm like, okay, I'll turn around, I'll go back. And then I get to the main street that takes me up there and there's construction. And so I have to go a different way. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And I'm paying attention to all of this. So I'm very cognizant of when these kind of signs show up in my life. So A, I'm being turned around. B, there's construction. So you're under construction, like you're being worked on. And then I have to go like the back way to get to the spot. And like I said, it's up in the hills. So you have to go up this little hill to get to it. And usually I'm at the top of the hill and I'm coming down to it. But this time I was at the bottom of the hill and I had to drive up to it. And I'm like, oh, you're showing me elevation. You're showing me to go up. So I get up there and I get out of my car and I get onto the land. And immediately I sit down. I start aligning my energy, checking in with each chakra, getting it all right. And I start my crown. I go all the way to my root. And when I get to my root chakra, this is when the message came through, and it was, don't be afraid to root down. And that kind of shook me, to be honest with you, because I wasn't brought up very rooted and grounded. Like, we were moving around all the time. Everything was shifting. There was not a lot of stability in my upbringing. So that's been something that's been really important in my adult life and in the control that I have to be rooted and stable and grounded. But in this most recent move, I'm finding myself in this place that I'm living right now. And it's like a long-term temporary kind of space. And it's hard for me to feel comfortable being rooted here because I know it's not going to be for very long. And so I'm in this like in-between place of feeling good here. I feel so good where I'm at, but also not allowing myself to be really rooted here.
But the message was, don't be afraid to root in. And so that got me real good. And then I was like, okay, what else about this do you want to tell me? Because it's not just about don't be afraid to be rooted. But the follow-up message was sometimes like a potted plant. Let's use this as the vision to really root this in. No pun intended. That, so if you're a potted plant and you're in a pot and you're growing and you're doing great, you get to a point where that pot is no longer sufficient for your roots. So your roots are going to coil up. They're going to get suffocated. You're not going to be able to grow because your roots are confined into a small space. So you need to be repotted into a larger pot. And during that transfer, the roots get traumatized a little bit because it's taken out of its soil and it hurts when you've been coiled up and you have space and expansion. It kind of hurts because you, like, imagine your muscle being tight and then you stretch it out and it literally hurts. Same idea. So your roots need to stretch and expand. Well, that's what I was shown. So I know that this message isn't just for me because I know some of you need to hear this. Maybe you need to be repotted. And during that repotting process, it may cause some trauma. Small trauma, not a lot, not like big T traumas, but just enough to make you a little uncomfortable for your expansion. And then what comes after that is that you have vast space to get rooted. So your roots can go far and wide, and then they can go really deep. And that was the visual that I was given. So not only being in a larger pot, a larger place, a larger mindset, sometimes that is physical space, but more so like energetically allowing yourself to expand far and wide first so that you have that nice sturdy foundation and base. And then from there, you get to go really deep. And I was shown like deep to the core of the earth, like far and wide, and then all the way down to the core. Whew. And that was a really beautiful vision to get this morning and a really beautiful message to get. And also a scary one, but only scary in that I've allowed myself to be in a smaller pot for far too long. That's the scary part. And I'm really excited for what's coming next because it will be wide and vast and deep and connected to the core. And I want you to know that the small trauma in expansion is worth it because there's so much on the other side of that. And I'm excited for you to take that leap, like break out of that pot, grow your roots. Don't be fearful of that. Let's go deep. Let's go deep. So journey to alignment, right? Literally my journey up to this place, this physical place, this lookout point, this elevated place has brought me so much alignment. And it continues to offer this gift every time I go there for messages to be connected to God, to be connected to Source, to be connected to my own energy. So if you have not found yourself a lookout point, a place of elevation to get messages, I highly encourage you to do that. And sometimes that means getting lost, like I did. I literally got lost and found myself there. So allow yourself to get lost in the journey because there's some really beautiful alignment and messages that come from that. You know how I always say, when I'm rising, so are you. And sometimes that's from a literal physical elevated point. Let's rise, baby.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.